Hey guys, oh my god, it's late night here, but I don't think I'm gonna go to sleep. And I think I'm gonna share something special to you. So keep listening to me, okay? Stay in there. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Blind Storm, with me, Eka. And oh my god, it's been a while I didn't share any episodes here. Hopefully you're still there, guys. You're still waiting for my episodes, okay? Anyways, I'm laying down on a bed right now, and probably I speak kind of, you know, I mean, I reduce the volume of my voice because it's late night here. It's 1:17 a.m. here in Adelaide, South Australia, and I'm covering my body with a blanket right now. It's cold here. Actually, it's spring in Adelaide. Yeah, I guess it's already spring, but I don't know. I feel kind of freezing this night. Probably it's because of the wind or something, I don't know. Yeah, I just feel cold and freezing. Yeah, this is probably, I can say this is a casual episode. Like, the way I speak is not like what I used to do. And again, it's because I am sleepy, but I don't want to go to sleep. Yeah, honestly, I'm sleepy, but I don't think I want to go to sleep, or just, yeah, I don't want to close my eyes, you know? But at the same time, I have no clue, I have no idea what to do. So, yeah. Well, alright guys, before getting into what I'm gonna talk about today, I'm gonna remind you to check my previous episode because I think it's interesting, and you know, it gives you a lot of information about disability, like specifically about some reasons or like some factors resulting in disability, okay? So please make sure to listen to the episode if you want to know some factors that can lead to disability, okay? So yeah, check it out. Alright, so guys, today I'm gonna talk about like one of stereotypes, I can say, that attach to blind people. Well, I think I have to say this first before getting into my deep explanation, okay? Like, I mean, please don't get me wrong, okay? Even though I'm talking about this stereotype, but, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean that I wanna underestimate blind people's power or something like that, or like, wanna embarrass them or something. No, I just wanna give another side, like, yeah, it's like blinds undercover or something like that, you know. So you're not, I mean, you do not only know one side of blind people's world, but also another side. Probably you might think it's interesting, but others might say, oh no, it's disgusting, it's weird, or something like that. But again, I'm talking about this not because I wanna embarrass blind people or something. No, as you know, I'm blind myself, so if I embarrass them, it means I embarrass myself. Embarrass? what? Sorry if I mispronounced that word. Yeah, I don't want to put them down or something, okay? Alright, this is one of stereotypes. Kinda negative, if you think it's negative, but if you try to think positively, it could be, you know, a positive thing, you know? So, here we go! Well guys, as a blind person, I do realize that I am living with a lot of stigma and stereotypes from the society, okay? They, you know, they tend to label me with this and that and blah blah blah. But actually, sometimes I feel bad, but I never get them wrong, okay? I never get the society wrong for all the stigma and stereotypes that I have, okay? Probably they do that because they do not really know me as a blind person, and probably they also do not know, like, you know, they do not know that, you know, I can do the same as they do, okay guys? So again, I'm telling you, I never get them wrong, okay? Or sometimes the stigma or the stereotypes are coming from the individual itself, I mean the person with disability itself, okay? So here in today's episode, I'm gonna let you know, as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, okay, I'm gonna let you know one stereotypes that probably it's negative, I don't know, but it's, yeah, it's really, I mean, it really happens to most blind people in Indonesia, in my country, okay, and the stereotype is, you know, listening to radio. Yeah, I can say that, you know, most blind people in Indonesia are into listening to the radio, okay, and it's been happening since years ago, you know, they are keen on listening to the radio. They can, you know, spend the whole day at home in their house, in their private rooms, you know, they're really into that. And to be honest, I did the same, guys, back in 2009 or 2010, you know. At the time, I didn't really know, like, adaptive technology that could help me. Like, you know, like, some screen reading softwares that I could use to help me to access the information, to listen to the podcast, to watch YouTube and stuff like that. I didn't know those information, okay? So, you know, the result was like, you know, I prefer to listen to the radio, you know, like using like a very conventional radio with a radar or something like that. I put it like on a table beside my bed. Okay, and I did it every single day. I mean, like, I did listen to it every single day. Even when I was having my food, I did it while listening to the radio. Probably at the time, I thought that the only way for me to access the information was listening to the radio, listening to the news on the radio, listening to, you know, like, you know, some updates about music and stuff like that on the radio. There's no other ways, you know. Probably you might think that, why not, Eka, you watch TV? Well, to be honest, when I was going blind, when I was losing my vision gradually, I wasn't that interested in watching TV, you know? And probably it happened because TV was not that interesting anymore, you know? I couldn't see the people on the screen. I had to, you know, like sit down really close to the monitor, to the screen of the TV. And it's not interesting to me, I guess. So, you know, radio was more attractive and, you know, more interesting to me. I could listen to it while, you know, lying down on a bed and while doing anything else. So it's very fascinating. And actually, not only me who was keen on listening to the radio, other blind people did the same, or probably they have been doing that. They have been listening to the radio, okay? And it's one of stereotypes, you know, when you're talking to blind people in their community, you know, they might raise this kind of topic, okay? They might bring this topic up, you know? They're gonna talk about, you know, their hobby, which is listening to the radio and stuff like that. But probably it's changing now. It's changing from radio to podcast, probably. I wouldn't say that all blind people now are listening to the podcast on their smartphone. No. I wouldn't say so, but I would say that some blind people are changing their hobbies from listening to the radio into listening to the podcast, like what I am doing. Hey guys, if you want to listen to my Indonesian language, you can listen to my Indonesian podcast. It's Nongkrong Cantik, Nongkrong space Cantik, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any kinds of platforms that you use, okay? Or you can check the spelling in the description box, okay? Thank you. Well, I think I'm gonna... Well, I don't know whether you're interested in my story or not. But yeah, I'm gonna share what happened to me in the beginning of my blind journey, okay? Back in 2009 or, yeah, 2010, you know, I went blind, okay? And then I was super, super frustrated. And no idea what to do. I had no friends. My boyfriend just left me. I wasn't interested in watching TV anymore. I couldn't use my laptop, my computer to watch videos on YouTube. It's very, very boring and flat. My life, my world was so flat. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't write. I couldn't post any writing on my personal blog. I couldn't access the internet. Oh my god, that was so boring. And as I mentioned before, I was, you know, I was attracted to that small device that my grandma used to listening to it as well, you know, that is the radio. I grabbed the radio on my, like, on the corner, on the table in the corner of my bedroom, okay? I sit down in front of it and try to turn on that kind of device, okay, that kind of electronical stuff, and yay, I found one of channel on it. It's on, you know, FM radio. So yeah, I tried to find, you know, a lot of interesting channels that I could listen to, and I listened to BBC radio. I listened to, you know, another news channel as well. At the time, I thought that I had to keep myself posted on anything about the news, about what's going on to the world at the time, because again, I'm telling you, that was the only way that I could do to access the world, to know what's really going on in the world. Okay, so yeah, and honestly, I didn't know at the time. I had no blind friends at all, because that was my initial day of my blind world. So I didn't know that other blind people did the same. So at the time, I just thought that, okay, I like it, and listening to the radio wasn't a sin. So I kept doing it every single day, like when I was opening my eyes, when I was waking up in the morning, I tried to turn on my radio and listen to the music in there, and listen to the news update and stuff like that, and that made me happy. That made me happy, and yeah, super entertaining. But then, when I met other blind people and met friends with them, I came to realize that listening to the radio was our hobbies, guys. So most of blind people in there were keen on listening to the radio. They did it every single day. They had no choice. Yeah, probably sometimes I also watch TV, but most of the time, I mean, like, compared to watching TV, I think listening to the radio was more popular, you know. It's so funny. Okay, why I am laughing, because I mean, the reason why I laugh is because it's weird at the same time, you know, since it led me to a different world. I couldn't I felt like I was antisocial. I didn't want to socialize with other people, even with my family members. Listening to the music on the radio, listening to the news, listening to the news anchor talking on the radio was more interesting than talking to my parents. So I kept myself and locked. I just locked the door and locked myself inside my room, and my friend was only in the radio. Okay, so less social interaction, I can say. Yeah, and again, I'm telling you, that didn't happen to me only, but it happened to other blind people as well. That's our favorite thing. Oh my god, it's so fascinating. Radio, oh my god, that was so fascinating, that was cool. Again, at the time, I didn't know that technology was developed, and it actually offered a lot of more interesting things than radio. But again, since I was living in a small village far from city, so I just knew little information about technology and stuff like that, okay? So I didn't know that there's, you know, like smartphone that could help blind people to access the information, to watch videos on YouTube, to interact with a lot of people on the social media and stuff. I didn't know that, guys. So again, radio was the queen to my life. Nothing else, guys. How lucky I was. Hey guys, if you're interested in watching me on YouTube, please find out my YouTube channel, and it's Eka Pratiwita Avanti, EKA space PRATIWI space TAUFANTI, or you can check the spelling on the description box, okay? And thank you. Well, I can say that another reason why blind people prefer to listen into the radio is because it's pretty accessible to them, okay? They just need to press the button and then it's gonna, ta-da! It's gonna turn on, you know, you're gonna listen to the to some angelic voices in there, you're gonna be able to listen to the song and stuff like that. You can imagine at the time, like back in 2009 or even years ago, they couldn't listen to the music in their cell phone, right? Even they didn't have any cell phone, you know? It's not accessible to listen to the music on our cell phone. So, it's pretty accessible to listen to the songs in the radio. You could also listen to new songs and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting, okay? Yeah, I can say it's accessible for blind people. Again, it's because most blind people didn't get any information about adaptive technology, okay? Specifically there, back in my home country, Indonesia, okay? So, yeah. Another reason might be, yes, I mentioned earlier, TV, they couldn't see what's going on the screen, so it's not interesting, you know? But radio is designed only for audio, right? I mean, you don't need to understand what's really going on in there, even though there's an audio drama, but it's designed to be understandable for the listeners, so blind people can enjoy it. You don't need to, I mean, like what blind people are imagining, I mean, what they have in their perception about the audio drama might be similar to sighted people, because they both, I mean both, are not looking at the visual things, right? They just listen, so it's more accessible, I can say, compared to television. So yeah, it's designed for blind people. No, I mean like people who are listening to the radio, of course, they use their ears. They do not use their vision, right? So, pretty good. Well, so yeah, but actually there are some drawbacks as well. Some drawbacks of listening to the radio. And first of all, it can lead to antisocial. Okay? Why does it happen? Well, I think it happens because blind people tend to stay in their room only. They do not want to interact with people outside their house. It feels like they just have their own world. Okay, the radio is their world. So it might trigger antisocial behavior. And to be honest, I have number of friends, you know, who have that kind of behavior. They do not want to interact with other people. They do not want to be empowered, and they prefer to stay at home and listen to the radio. No, of course, it's drawback, right? It's drawback, you know. Getting a lot of information from the radio is a good thing, but then when it comes to, you know, being antisocial, No. It shouldn't happen, right? But it happens. We just can't stop that kind of impact of listening to the radio. It doesn't happen to all blind people, but some of them, they are affected, okay? They have that kind of impact from listening to the radio. Yeah, we just can't avoid it. I think I have to tell you this. I had a boyfriend, and he's blind too, and he used to listen into the radio all the time. And then when his family invited him to go shopping and to spend time in the shopping center, in the restaurant or stuff like that, he didn't want to join, you know. He preferred to stay at home because he thought that listening to the radio was more interesting than going outside, you know, spending time together with the family in the public area, you know. It's more dangerous, it's more scary than listening to the radio. So I felt like listening to radio triggered him to be not antisocial, probably, but yeah, don't want to interact with people, you know. So bad, right? Of course, listening to the radio does not always have bad impacts on blind people's life, right? It also has a lot of positive impacts, you know, like blind people can access the information that they cannot do with other platforms, you know. It will keep them posted with the world. So it's pretty good. It's such a good impact on their life, right? And it's very possible for them to get, you know, the latest update about school probably or something, you know. Or like some inspiration as well, some inspiring stories that might inspire them to do the same, you know, like mostly, you know, the information about school or like higher education is broadcasted in the radio, okay, or like some kinds of information related to blind people are updated on the radio as well, you know, so they can also get the information from that, right? Like my friend, I had a new friend actually, and she contacted me because she listened to my story in the radio, like in a national radio in Indonesia. So it's it brings a positive impact for other blind people, right? They might be inspired by people's story and they want to do the same, right? So it's good, right? Yep. And probably you can name some other positive impacts as well. But I can say blind people are very close to listening to radio. Okay, that's their favorite thing, okay? And one interesting thing that I can share to you is they usually do quizzes, join quizzes on the radio, and mostly they win the quizzes, okay? So sometimes they get like some t-shirt or like credit for their parents' mobile phone or like get some food from the quizzes. So it's cool. It can also trigger their creativity by joining the quizzes, right? But probably it's one of entertainment things that they can enjoy, right? Again, for those blind people who do not have access to smartphone or some other adaptive technology, listening to the radio can be entertaining as well. It's pretty entertaining, you know? they can laugh, they can smile, they can have friends, they can make new friends as well from the radio, right? It's cool. So actually, I don't mind if blind people are keen on listening to the radio, that's okay, but here, I really want them not to be antisocial. Or probably they can change the way they listen to the radio into something new, okay? Like me, I changed my hobby from listening to the radio into listening to the podcast. Okay, it's actually the same, right? It's just the same. Listening to radio is the same as listening to the podcast, but the platform is different. So here, if blind people want to listen to the podcast, they have to be able to access more advanced technology like smartphone or internet, you know, computer and stuff. So probably they have to enhance that skill in order to be able to listen to the podcast. So hopefully I mean, they shouldn't stick on one thing only, like stick to the radio only, but they have to try to, you know, to access another thing which is more interesting, and that is the podcast. And hopefully they can also listen into my podcast Blind Storm, okay? It's more interesting. But I don't know if this episode is interesting or not for you guys. Please give your feedback by contacting me on my email. It's stuffantiprak@gmail.com. You may check it out on the description box, okay? Or you can also contact me on my Instagram. Instagram. You can also check my profile on the description box, okay guys? Alright, so overall, I can say most blind people are into listening to the radio, even though probably their hobby has changed from listening to the radio into, you know, doing social media or even making a YouTube channel. But still, they are pretty interested in listening to the radio, like what I used to do. But for now, I'm still keen on it, but with different platforms, you know. I'm into listening to the podcast, not the radio anymore, but still, the content is similar, right? The content is similar, but the platform is different, you know? Not only use the small device with a radar in it, not that kind of stuff anymore, but only with my smartphone. With my iPhone, I can listen to a lot of channels, listen to a lot of interesting stories, inspiring stories from other disabled people or from non-disabled people. Oh my god, there are a lot of things that I can take away from listening to the podcast, okay? And for you guys, thanks a lot for listening to Blind Storm, listening to my weird voice in this lovely night. It's cold here. It's almost 3, I guess. Actually, I'm gonna take a test this afternoon, so I have to prepare myself, like read some sources and stuff, so I can be able to answer all of the questions that my lecturer will give to me. Okay, wish me luck and see you later, alligator. Bye bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.